Okay, we left off on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rava my time ago Amar Kiraba. The Rava came, the Talmud. Why didn't he even like his Rebbe, like Rabba, that the issue of Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechtam is a din of Lishma? Amar Loch. I mean, again, what kind of read the Gemara is assuming that Rabba is not just older, not just the Rebbe, but there's something inherent in the Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechtam that would push in this direction. What would be the inherent aspect that would push in this direction, that it's a din of Lishma as opposed to Achshash Ziyuf? The Befanei Nechtav. In other words, according to Rabba, we'll see a little later on, Lishma relates both to the Ksiva and to the Chasima. Who needs both? We'll have to see. Who is the Makar needs both, but at least we have a din of a Kasavla that relates to the Ksiva and the Chasima. Masha'enken, if it's a din of Ziyuf, that's only the Chasima. What's the Befanei Nechtav doing here as well? So Varava, my time alamar karab amalach mika time b'fanei nechtav lishma b'fanei nechtam lishma ha'ikar chasem en ha'sefer v'raba b'din hu delisni hachi ela de'imafshis le b'dibura asi le'migziye. And what would be the problem if asi le'migziye, namely that he would leave out a word? What would be then the issue? What does Rashi say? He quotes Rav Meir. Gemara later on, the Braisa on Daf Hei Amud Beis, quotes Rav Meir, Kol HaMeshanim Be'yash Atavu Chachamim Begitin Havlad Mamzer. That's, in other words, that once you set up a matveya, then a diversion from that matveya has tragic consequences. Where else do we have this dinner of Kol HaMeshanim Be'matveya? In brachos, nachon. Kol Meshanim Yudeya Shatov Chamim beBrachos. What's the language of Rav Yossi over there in brachos? Gemara in brachos on Daf Mem Amud Beis when talking about Birkas Hamazon being Doraisa, and the question is in terms of bracha achrona, can you make or even bracha rishona? Can you make a shahakol over something which should be a bori priya eitz, etc.? So if he says, "Kol ha'meshanim de'ash tabacham be'bracha, eino yotzei yidei chavasa," eino yotzei yidei chavasa. In other words, the same. There, Dr. Rav Meir disagrees, but it's the same concept that the matbeya of Chazal has a, is that there are consequences of eino yotzei. So over here, Rabbi claimed that it had the imachshis lebe dibure tafasta meruba lo tafasta. You're going to lose everything. You're going to have a situation of kol ha'mosif goreya. Asi lemigzie, I hashta nami asi lemigzie. Chada mitzlas goyis, chada mitarete lo goyis. But the question of Rabba, of Rava, really is very, very powerful. Where is the edus of lishma? We need edus of lishma. Where is the edus of lishma? Even if we explain that you can't have too long a formula, but where do you have the lishma? So as you saw, Rashi over here has two lishonas. Umemelo shalinan le inichtav lishma. Va'amar in, iname stama lishma komisir. You saw already that this was a machlokes on Daf Beis Amud Beis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi on the top of Daf Beis Amud Beis brought in a mamela shailin le'yinichtav lishma who amar in. Tosfos felt that this should have been brought as a nafkamina between Rabba and Rava, where there's going to be a continuity to the conversation between the Bezdin and the Shliach, and so Tosus learns that it's a din of Mistama that we have over here an Edus on Lishma. What over here is the difference between, well, maybe ask a little differently. The question, of course, is that if Rashi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is going to give two Perushim, why did he only give one perush on Daf Beis Amud Beis? What's the difference between where the Gemara was holding on Daf Beis Amud Beis and where the Gemara is holding over here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph? Yes?
Before we said Stam Sifri, the Gemara can hear it.
Nachon. In other words, when Rashi wrote his perush on Lefi Shein Viki and Lishma We were assuming b'nei medinas hayam b'nei Torah. Ein yodim shitzaruch lichtov aget l'shem isha. So at that point, the same mistama that he was meyed before I nechtav l'shma appears to be somewhat of a tarat de sasre. However, so therefore, Rashi had felt he had no alternative but to use the perish of memelo shalinan le inechtav l'shma. Masha enkein, once the Gemara assumes that stam safre de dayane migmar gmire, and only Rabbanan who da'astuch, then b'fanai nechtav, one can assume, would be a din of lishma. Namely, if the only chisaron was, are we choshesh that they're according to Rashi, to Yosef ben Shimon's, and that the Baal took the get, so the moment he says b'fanai nechtav, then istama, it's a din of lishma. Yes? Nachon, but once he says b'fanai nechtav, that he saw a sofer write it, so then we have the memela of the, you know, then we have the mistama of the lishma of the sofrim. Since the sofrim are nigmar gmirei, so there we have the lishma. Had he not seen the sofer, then we would have been choshesh that maybe this get was written for a different couple v'chulei v'chulei. But if he says I saw the sofer write it, so we can assume lishma. That's so I'm not mistaken that the Rabbi Kiva Eger learns this way within the sugya. L'chora, that's, you know, it's pshat. I think, in the sugya. Okay. Anything else that bothers you up to this point? We can continue. Okay. V'rabba maitayma lo amar kurava, amar le, imkein listening b'fanai nechtam, v'sula b'fanai nechtav lo amar le, sh'mamina binan lishma, v'rava b'din hu d'lisni hachi. Ela di imkein osi l'achlufe b'kiyam shtaros ba'alma v'eid echad. That we need a heker. We need a heker that this shouldn't be viewed as kiyum shtaros, and the heker is the b'fanai nechtav, and then Tosvos fine-tunes the heker in Dibur Masil Asil Achufe. It has to be the b'fanai nechtav, the part of the get that we'll call the toref, not the tofes, but the toref, namely a significant part of the get, that would already be the minkar milsa, lo asi la achufe. V'rabba, mi dami. Hasam yad inan hacha b'fanai hasam isha lo mehemna hacha isha mehemna hasam ba'al davar lo mehemen hacha ba'al davar mehemen. Even before moving over to Rava, what at this point would you understand as the machlokas between Rabba and Rava? There's no machlokas in terms of facts. Right? The question is in terms of a perspective. How did Rava, in other words, Rava, who was worried with Asi Lachlufe Bekiyim Shtaros Ba'alma, how did he understand the B'fanai Nechtav of the Shliach? And Rabba, who says the Midami, how does he understand the B'fanai Nechtav of the Shliach? Without getting involved again in the details. The details are simply that are brought by Rabbah are to show that he's correct. They're proof texts. But what's over here? What was Rava's working assumption in order to be able to say Asi la'achlufe? How did he understand the takana of Chazal, Rabbanan hu de'itzterich hachamishem iguna ikilube? And Meikar Meidak Dayak, how did he understand the framework over here when the Shliach says B'fanai Nechtav or B'fanai Nechtam, what actually is the Shliach doing? Yes? Nachon. That we have a principle of Kiyum Shtaros. In Achinami, it's a Din Drabana, but a Din Drabana also has to be followed. We have this Din of Kiyum Shtaros, that a Shtar without Kiyum, particularly over here, we have a Baal who claims Mezuyaf, so we have a Chshash, that maybe the shtar is invalid. It requires kiyum. Came along Rabbanan and say, here we're going to have a kiyum shtaros with a kula. Classically, kiyum shtaros, you require two eidim. Here, mishum igune kiluve, we're going to have a kiyum shtaros with one eid. That the shliach is basically, his role in saying b'fanai nechtam is kiyum hashtar. And once we have over here kiyum hashtar with eid echad, then Rabbi says, asi lachufe. People are going to see this kiyum with eid echad. They're going to think that any kiyum requires eid echad. That's what we require, the heker of b'fanai nechtav. That's Rava's framework. Comes along Rabba, and says, what in the world are you talking about? What's underlying his question? That this is not, Befanei Nechtav is not what? No, before that. It's not a din in Kiyum Shtaros. Befanei Nechtav is not a track of Kiyum Shtaros. It's a parallel track. Even Lishitatcha, that we're worried about Ziyuf, and that this Befanei Nechtav is coming to solve the problem of Ziyuf, this is a parallel track, and once it's a parallel track, l'chora, there's no reason to say asi l'achufe, that there are so many differences between the parallel tracks. Here it's Befanai, and here it's the din of the Ksavyad. Here we have the Isha. Here we have the Baal Din. But what is the track? What is the parallel track? What over here is the Shliach telling us? Yes. Okay. Namely, again, according to Rava, we have over here a form of Kiyum Shtar Be'ed Echad. Comes from Rabba and said, this is not a form of Kiyum Shtar. Kiyum Shtar relates to what? What is the Eid Meyed on? They're Meyed on the Ksavyad. They're Meyed on the Chasim. They recognize the Ksavyad. Over here, what is this Shliach coming and telling us? That he saw the Chasima, namely that he has no idea, in terms of the Ksav Yad, he has no idea, he's not a handwriting expert, worried to see the signature somewhere else, the probability is he wouldn't recognize it at all. He is giving us a different form of Eidus, that he saw the Ksiva, he saw the Chasima. And that Rabbanan are going to view as being parallel to Kiyum Shtaros, namely it's going to solve the same problem. Is going to solve the problem of Ziyuf. There's no issue over here of Ziyuf. If you saw the aide sign his own name, that's not a question of Ziyuf. However, it's not the track of Kiyum Shtaros, and therefore there's no Asi L'Achlufe. Comes along Rava and responds. Rava Amar, Atu Hacha Ki Amri Yadinan Milo Mehemne, Vekevan Dechi Amri Yadinan Mehemne, Asi L'Achlufe, B'Kiyum Shtaros ba'alma be'edachad. Here we have Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Let's learn according to Rashi. What is Rava responding? In Achinami, that Befanei Nechtav is what? A separate track. In Achinami, it's a separate track. And you're right, had we only had the track of Befanei Nechtav, or had we only had Befanei Nechtav, there would be no Asi L'Achlufe, and we could remain with Befanei Nechtam. Everyone agrees that it's a different world, different matbeya, different people can say it, v'chule, v'chule. However, what exists? We have another option. What's the other option? Who does the Kiyum Shtaros? That the Shliach. That the Shliach, instead of saying Befanei Nechtam, could say Yadati. That would be equivalent. If the Shliach were to come and say, in Achinami, there was no Befanei Nechtam, but I recognize the signature. That would solve the problem as well. So again, according to Rava, what's the issue? The issue is one of Ziyuf. Ziyuf can be solved with Kiyum. It can be solved with the recognition of the signature. It can be solved with Befanei Nechtam. But the same Chazal who were Mekel to believe the Shliach on the track of Befanei Nechtam also would believe the Shliach on the track of Zeksav Yodo. Zeksav Yadam Be'etzem. Generally, we need two. Here, Mishum Iguna, he kilo with one. Since the Shliach could be Ne'eman also, were he to say Yadati, there we have the Asi Achufe, and therefore we need the Befanei Nechta. That's how Rava says, I agree with you, Rabba, that Befanei Nechtam is a separate track, but since we have the alternative, the track of Yadati, and there we would have really a situation of Kiyum Shtaros with Eid Echad, and Asi L'Achufe, therefore we need the Befanei Nechtam, even on the alternate track, yes?
Is Kiyum Shtaros something which is done in Basin, like
generally, yeah.
Why is Rav concerned that someone in the audience is going to get confused about what's going on? It's not like he's going to be the one deciding.
This is done Befnei Shnayim or Befnei Shlosha. This is also done in front of a quasi Beis Din. Kiyum doesn't require Beis Din Shumumchim either.
Right, I'm saying Kiyum doesn't require.
It requires a Beis Din of Shlosha. And so we would have two situations here. We very well could have that he would say b'fanei nechtam in front of shlosha, and since he has the alternative of also saying yodea, and yodea would be the track of kiyum, and there and he's 1-8. We have it. We're going back to the asilach rufe. We're going back to the asilach rufe. This is Rashi. Tosfos disagrees head on with Rashi. Tosfos dirmaskel hacha. And it tells us your maskil atu, that's not shot in the Gemara. Maybe a question of the girsa, whether we have yad inan, yadanu, yadati. But what is Tosis's understanding? What over here is the alternate track? According to Tosfos. The Nira says Tosfos three lines in the bottom of that. Dirimasko Otu, Diyadati, Lomahane Afilu Larova, Achi Yomar Befane Nechta, Befane Nechta. And we'll see in a little while why. The Hochi Mefarish Rinna Meshulam, Otu Ki Amre Yodanu, Shtayim Me Alma, Shiakayimu Get Ze, Migo Mehemde, Vahoe Lomahani Baze Kiyum, De Mahani Bishar Shtaros, Osi Lachlufe. That the Shliach has no alternative of saying Yodati. He has to use the formula of Befanei Nechtav Befanei Nechtam. That's the only manner in which Chazal believed the Shliach as an Eid Echad. However, we have an alternative track of Yodanu. Were two people to come and be Mekayim this get, it would be no worse than the Kiyam of any Shtar Ba'alma. And therefore, we have over here an Osi L'Achlufe. That since Kiyam would work on the shtar, and here we're believing the shliach to say b'fanei nechtam. We would have an asi lachlufe. We would think that this is also a situation of kiyum, because kiyum is an alternative here as well. We could have over here a yadanu. So since we would have over here a yadanu, nachon, it's a little more far fetched. But behold, that we have a reason to say asi lachlufe, not mitzad b'fanei nechtam per se, but mitzad the fact that yadanu works. Okay, so we have over here a very, very basic machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos as to whether we have a track of yadati, whether the shliach would be ne'eman to say yadati, whether the same way that Chazal were mekel to believe him on mefanei nechtam, they would also believe him on the world of yadati. Rashi assumes that since the Chazal were mekel, and the whole purpose of the kula is to say that the shtar is not mezuyah, minaf gemina, if the shliach says v'fanei nechtam, or he says yadati. In either case, he is being mekayim the signatures, nachon, one with a ri of the kosev, and one with a yediyah on the ksav, but mishum igunei kilu will believe the 1-8. Tosa says, no. That Chazal said the kiyum has to be dafka with two, yadanu ksiva sayad, the din of v'fanei nechtam, is an alternative that Chazal gave. It's a kula mishum iguna, but they never made a kula on yodati. Here, l'chora, there are two ways of understanding this machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Two ways of understanding the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. One is working off of what Tosfos says literally in the Dibur Hamaskil, Hocha b'fanai, and the other. Is and the other I'd like to take off on something which is Rav Shapter's notes of the Rav to understand it perhaps a little more conceptually. Let's try and understand first what does Tosfos say. Why would Yadati be no good? Why would Befanei Nechtam be good and Yadati be no good? So of course of how we have the same result of knowing that the shtar is not mezuyav. The Tosfos Yirmaskel Hocha b'fanai begins of yadati ein moil. The taima de kishamer b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam diek tfei the meira anafshe tuva kishamer b'fanai naase hakol v'hu lo ra'a mikishiyomar yadati. Right, the Tosfos is working off of the previous sugya. The previous sugya was bothered, mapitom, that we should believe the shliach against, mapitom the Chazal should believe the shliach. Doesn't that open up the option of an error of a Baal? And then we would have chad keneged chad, or we'd have a laz, etc. So one says, no, this shliach is not stam believed. He's believed as a super aid. He's believed in a manner that would prevent anyone else from coming and being ma'arer. Why is he believed as a super aid? Because he's going to have to be made in front of two and in front of three, and therefore meikara medik dayik. So as Rav Blech points out, Tosfos is saying that in the situation where he would be made, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam, there we would have the medak dayik. In other words, he's not going to say that he saw an entire process when he never actually saw it. Masha'en kein, in terms of yadati, there he could always claim, oh, I thought yadati. And it was a bit of dummy lay. I thought I recognized the signature. It's like you call someone from afar, oh, I thought you were Ploni. I thought I was seeing you from afar. I thought, over here also, I thought I made a mistake, an honest mistake. An honest mistake is not going to bring about a medak dayik. If there can be no honest mistake, a person is going to be caught as a bald-faced liar, that's going to bring about a medak dayik. So on the b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechtam, there's no alternative. Either he saw it or he didn't see it. He's not going to lie. That's where you have the medak dayik. On the yadati, over there, he could lie, and then he could finagle his way out and simply claim he wasn't wearing, he was wearing his distance glasses, wasn't wearing his reading glasses, and so it was an honest mistake, and you're not going to have the same degree of goasi la ruwe nasha. Beseder. That's certainly a technical distinction. The question is if there isn't more than a technical distinction over here between Rashi and Tosfos. Why perhaps would the shliach only be ne'eman on a edus of a fanei nechta, a fanei nechtam, while he wouldn't be ne'eman on an edus of yadati, even though the result would be the same? The result would be the same.
According to Rabba, Rabba, Rabba.
What would be, according, we're dealing over here with machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos within Rava. Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos within Rava. Who do you have to explain? In other words, who over here, what? Tosfos. In other words, Tosfos, in other words, Rashi over here is pointing out Chazal had a purpose. They wanted to know that this shtar is not mezuyach. L'chora, the aid can be made one of two eduyot, either the fanei nechtam or yadati. Either of those are going to get us to that same result. Tosfos says, correct, they're both going to get the same result. However, where there's another factor involved in terms of turning this aid into a super aid, and there we need more of a check and a balance. That check and balance is going to be found in fanei nechtam, where the alternative is being a bold-faced liar. It wouldn't be found in yadati, where he can finagle his way out and claim that he's still a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik who simply used the wrong pair of glasses. All right, so, I'm just asking whether there is another way to explain Tosfos aside from that Tosfos wins on a TKO, right? That there's a certain technicality that's problematic within the world of yadati. Yes, Mike? A little sharper. You know, it started off with what Chazal were doing. Right? In other words, take this. We're starting off with a shliach lahalacha. Right? That's the whole case. B'fanei nechtam was only said, as Rashi points out in the Mishnah, by a shliach lahalacha. The shliach lahalacha, classically, without the takon of Chazal, had the shliach lahalacha been coming within Eretz Yisrael, he would have come in front of a Beis Din and said, the Baal appointed me a shliach lahalacha, and I am, and then he would give the get to the woman. The shliach is coming from Chutz La'aretz, so he has to say two things. A, I am a shliach lahalacha, and B, this is a get which is not mezuyach. Right? That the shliach, we're going to be samach on shliach lahalacha on these two statements. And there are two ways of saying this get is not mezuyach. I saw the get being written and signed, or I recognize the signatures. What could one say, and we find over here that even though generally, al pishnayim edim yokum davar, here we have a unique kula of Chazal, mishum iguna dei, that they're going to believe the shliach lahalacha. What could be a reason that they would only believe the Shliach Halacha on the Fanai Nechtam as opposed to Yadati. Again, assuming that the Iker over here is that they're only believing a Shliach Halacha. They're only believing a Shliach Halacha. Were it to be a third party, they wouldn't believe him. Dafka Shliach Halacha. Yes, Anita. A little sharper. Again, you're in the right direction. You're warm. Yes, Satan.
And it's not just that we're missing information about the get, rather when it says the funai, it's an extension of the actual Kesida and the Sima here in Eretz
Yisrael. In other words, that Yitzachem, in other words, this is what, in other words, according to Rashi, these are two different Eduyot. And so he can say one and the other, even if the two are totally disconnected. Saying, I'm a Shliach HaHalacha, and saying, I recognize the signature, these are apples and oranges, but once we're believing, this individual will believe him on A and on B. It could be that the way that that Rava understood the din of Befanei Nechtav and Befanei Nechtam is that if this Befanei Nechtav and Befanei Nechtam is an extension of his shlichus, namely that he is saying, not only am I a shliach halacha, not only am I a carrier pigeon, but I saw this get being written from the very, very beginning. Namely, I am a partner with the Baalim, not just in terms of delivering the get, but I am a partner with the Baalim all along. I accompanied the Baal to the Sofer, and I saw the Sofer write it. And then I accompanied the Baal to the Edom, and I saw the Edom sign it. And now I am bringing it, namely, I am expanding my role. My role as a Shliach L'Halacha is being expanded. Then the same ne'emonis that he has to say he's a Shliach HaLacha is extended to Befanei Nechta, namely that we're going to believe him in terms of his role of being an extension of the Baal. That's the whole purpose, the whole concept of a Shliach, the get has to be given by the Baal. The Kasav L'Sefer Krisus for Nasan B'Yada. We have a din of Vishilcha, that Shlucho Shodim Kumoso, and we have a unique ne'emonis over here on the shliach. But maybe the ne'emonis on the shliach is only to the degree that he's a shliach, only to a degree that he's representing the Baal. And so, when he says, v'fanai nechtam, he is representing the Baal on all three stages. Not only on the stage of Nesina he's going to represent the Baal, he's going to be representing the Baal on the stage of the Ksiva, on the stage of the Chasima, both of them are V'kasavla, V'nasan V'yoda. He's representing the Baal all along, and the Chazal gave him, as representing the Baal, this unique ne'emanis. They gave this unique ne'emanis dafka to the Shliach, qua Shliach. Mashenkin, if the Shliach says, I'm a Shliach, l'holacha, I'm a carrier pigeon. Not only that, but I happen to be a handwriting expert, I happen to know that this is the Ksaviyat of the Edim. Who says that on that we're going to have a Mishumigune Kilo de Rabbanon, that we're going to believe the Shliach? Who says that normally when you have a din of Ein Davar Sheberva Pachos Mishnayim, that even on a Drabanan plane we're going to believe one aid if his aidus is totally disconnected from his being a shliach? And so Yitachin, that's the machlokus over here between Rashi and Tosos. That Rashi felt that the Iker is that he's going to bring about the situation that Chazal are interested in. Namely that we have, that Chazal are going to say that we have over here an edus that this get is not mezuyah. Mashenkin, according to Tosfos, we're dealing over here with an exception to the rule. We're dealing over here, we should miguna ikilu be rabbanon to believe the shliach. Maybe he's only believed to the degree that he's a shliach. So normally he's a shliach l'halacha. He's saying, I'm more than a shliach l'halacha. I'm also a befanei nechta, befanei nechtam. I'm also standing in for the Baal on all stages of the writing and the signing, and that he's on that he would be believed, but not to say yadati ksivas yad. Again, Tosas doesn't say it. I didn't find this in the Rishonim. The Rav, quoted by Rav Shechter, is saying something similar to this. I'm just trying to expand on what the Rav said, that this would be another way of understanding the Shita of Tosos, that Yodati would not be valid. Masha Enken, we could always go back to the classic Kiyum Shtaros, Yodanu. Yodanu. And that's what Tosas does, in other words, that Yodati would not be a track. Not only because of a lack of Medak Dayak, but because this would not relate to his status as Shliach L'Halacha, But shnayim min hashuk, who would say yadanu shnayim mi alma, that would be a track, and that would bring about the asi lachufa. Okay, so that's another way of learning over here that would be a bit more conceptual as opposed to being technical. So, any questions up to this point? Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. Gemara, two lines in the bottom, then asks, "Ula Rabba da Amar lefi she'ein b'kiyin lishma man haitana de boi ksiva lishma uboi chasima lishma." Rabba's whole claim to fame was that we have b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. That's the Achilles heel of Rava. That Rava say that b'fanai nechtav is just to prevent an osi lachlufe. It's a heker. But according to Rabba, no, this is the ikar. This is the ikar edus, b'fanai nechtav, u'b'fanai nechtav. Where do we have someone, a Tana, who holds that the kosav in the Torah, the kosav law, relates both to the ksiva and to the chasima? I Rav Meir, chasima boi, ksiva lo boi. Da, da, da. The I Rav Elazar, ksiva boi, chasima lo boi. We pointed out already in our Hakdama that we have this machlokas throughout Maseches Gittin. We have this machlokas throughout Shas, between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, whether Ede Chasima Karate or Ede Nasira Karate. It's always found, as I pointed out, that Rav Meir and Rav Elazar are being quoted as opposed to, this Mishnah goes according to this one, this Mishnah going to this one, as opposed to finding actually their machlokas per se, it's some Braisa or some Tosefta that would have Rav Meir Omer Ede Chasima Karate, Rav Elazar Omer Ede Nasira Karate. We pointed out that this machlokas is not only in Gittin, but it's in the world of Shtaros in general, but it begins in Gittin. It begins with an understanding of the Pasuk. When the Pasuk says V'chasavla, what does that mean? According to Rav Meir, it means V'chasamla. According to Rav Elazar, it means literally V'chasavla. And we pointed out that L'chara, we have over here a basic machlokas as to the essence of a shtar. That get is one of the makoros of the fact that we have this concept of shtar, which raises us above the issue of edus b'chsav, mipiyem v'lo mipiksava, that a shtar somehow is different. In what way is the shtar going to be different? So according to Rav Meir, the question is on the level of I sof kol sof, v'kosav la means v'chosam la. The essence of a shtar is edus b'chsav, and so we pointed out that what makes the shtar, according to Rav Meir? Nasa k'misha nechru is once it's a shtar, but what makes it into a shtar according to Rav Meir?
You took the
tiyarka to get edus. No, because according to Rav, again, we had over here, this going back, we had over here two issues. One, if you learn that the ikar of the shtar is a story, so that's l'chora dvarim sheba'alma, that's amira, since one is amira akinya. If you hold the ikar of the shtar is the chasimos, that takes away the problem of amira. We have over here edus, but we have a problem of edus b'chsav. So both questions we basically answered in the same direction, namely that the question on Rav Meir, we pointed out, was already asked by the Rif and the Baal Hamor, etc., and they say this is not a problem of mipik savam, it's mipik savo. Namely, that when the Edim sign a shtar based on their own initiative, that's where you have an issue of edus b'chsav. But when the Edim are signing the shtar based on the das hamischayev of the Bailim, that's already the zeres hakosuf of shtar. Here, there, it's in other words, it's v'kosav. It's under the initiative of the Bailim. The Bailim is mitzava them to be choteim, and that's what turns this into a shtar. Once it's a shtar, then it's pointed out we have this din of Eidim Achsim al shtar, Nase Kimisha Nechkere Dusan Bebezdin. It's not a track of Bezdin, but rather, there's no need for a Haggadah, there's no need for a Kabbalah, that basically the shtar stands on its own two feet. According to Rav Elazar, we had the issue of, it's simply the Iker is the story. A story is Dvarim Ba'alma. So here we saw the Tosfos in Suvas, Tarach V'Kosav, shows, in other words, whoever is writing it shows tremendous Kemiras Das, and we have a whole slew of situations where Hein Dvarim HaNiknim Ba'amira. So here we have a situation where Hein Dvarim HaNiknim B'Ksiva. Okay. The proof text over here for Rav Meir is the Mishnah on Mechubar, where the Mishnah Mechubar distinguishes between at what point it is Mechubar. If it's Mechubar on the level of Ksiva, there's no issue. That's not V'kasav. Masha'enkin, if it's Mechubar on the level of Chasima, then we have a Chisaron of V'kasav, namely V'chasam, and then V'tolash, and then V'nosan, and that's the Mishnah, the proof text for Rav Meir. The proof text for Rav Elazar is going to be the Mishnah of Gimel Gitim Sulim, that we'll talk about in Yirtz Hashem next time. But the bottom line over there is that we have in that Mishnah, Ksav Yado Ve'en Olav Edim, that according to Rav Elazar, that is Kasher, even Midrabanan. And therefore we see that the Iker is not the Ede Chasima, but rather the story. Okay. The question is, when Rav Elazar says over here, Afal pi she'en olav edim, ela shenosna la bifnei edim kasher, namely that according to Rav Elazar, the Iker Edus is the Ede Mesira, what's the role of the Ede Mesira? What role did the Ede Mesira play? According to Rav Meir, the Ede Chasima create the shtar. According to Rav Elazar, the story creates the shtar. What's the role of the Ede Mesira according to Rav Elazar? When Rav Elazar says Ede Mesira karte nasna la bifnei edim, what factor do they play in this picture? What are they doing over here? What are the options? Yes, for Pinchas?
I guess when there's a status change of Gerish and Mesirah by Erva, you need Ede and Gimel Gavar, and that happens at the time of the Mesirah, so you need Eden at that point.
Okay. So one option is that this is a halacha that has nothing to do with Shtar per se, but rather, Bichlal. We have a principle that the world of Gerish and the world of Kedushin require Eden, Lekiyum Hadavar. That if you were to walk over to a woman on a desert island and give her a ring and say, Mekudeshet li, she's not Mekudeshet, we need Eidim Lekiyam Hadavar. And so over here, the same way that we need Eidim on Kedushay Kesef, you need Eidim on Kedushay Shtar, you need Eidim on a get. And there's no reason for the Eidim to be written into the get, the Eidim should be on the Mesira, right? On the Mesira, the handing over the get. V'kasav lo v'nasan, we need Eidim that this is a, that we have over here, an act of gerushin, nothing at all to do with the shtar. That's one option. Or the other option. Shmuley? Yeah?
What do Aydin do when the Aydin Mesira?
They see the gerushin. They are the ones who create the gerushin. A mesira of a shtar without Aydin is the equivalent of giving a woman a ring without Aydin. Just as when you give a woman a ring without Edim, there's no Kedushin. If you hand over a get without Edim, there's no Gerushin. It's needed to create the Gerushin. We need Edim L'kiyam Hadavar.
Is it a Gzeratakata?
A Gzeratakata that we'll see. In other words, we'll see which Rishon learns this way in a minute. What's the other alternative, though? Yes?
Raya.
Hmm?
Raya.
That's the... In other words, the Eidei Raya are not necessary. The Eidei Raya are helpful, but over here Rav Elazar says that the, in other words, Ela Sheit Nosnula Bifnei Eidim. Namely, the Eidei Raya would be wonderful if there were to be an error later on, then we'd be able to know. But according to Rav Elazar, it appears that it's not going to get off the ground without Eidei Mesira. But if Eidei Mesira aren't necessary, in other words, the question is, where are they necessary? From what perspective is necessary? One option is mitzad gitin v'kedushin. The other option?
It doesn't become a shtar. It only becomes a shtar only when you give it to the other person, a piece of paper.
Right. In other words, that really took things only halfway. In a chinami. According to Rav Elazar, the ikar of the shtar is the writing. The ikar of the shtar is the writing. The sipur dvarim, which is done with gemiras das. However, that is not enough. we also require the Edim in order to make it into a shtar. We need a sipur that was written with Das and Mischayev, and that this sipur, when it's handed over in front of Edim, that combination turns the ksav into a shtar. And it would be a din. B'chol HaTarakul. And the nafkamina between these two approaches is this din of Edim Asira of Rav Elazar specifically a halacha within Gittin, or is it a din b'chol HaTarakula in Shtari Mamon as well? Okay, so I sent you to a Machlokas Rishonim. What does the Rambam hold in this issue, on this issue? How does the Rambam view the necessity of handing in front of Edim? The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Gerushin, points out that Ein Ishta Miskareshes Ela B'Ksav Shiyagiela U'Ksav Ze Nikra Get V'Asara Dvarim Heim Iker Gerushin Min HaTorah. And one of those 10, number 8, is Shiyitnen Ola B'Fnei Edim. That's a given. That's, in other words, this is Rav Elazar. We need Edim Asira. Comes along the Rambam in Halacha Yudgimo and explains, Uminayin Shiyitnen Ola B'Fnei Edim Harehu Omer Al Pishnayim Edim O Shlosha Edim Yokum Dovar V'i Efshar Shetiyeh Zo Hayom Erva V'Habo Aleh B'Misas Bezdin U'Lamachar Tihiyeh Muteres Below Edim, Lafikach im nosan laget beino lebeina, afilu beid echad eino get klal. Namely, the Rambam is which approach? What is the function of the Edim over here? Kiyam adavar and gitin v'kedushin. An adavar erva, to turn a woman from a penuya to an eishes ish, we need Edim. To turn a woman from an eishes ish to a penuya, we need Edim. However, look over here in Tosfos, andaf dalan amad aleph. Tosa says, V'chein shtar matnas karka, o shtar mecher, shehu lekinyan karka, ve'ein al goraya, ein moyel klum gorav alazar, im yadua shelonos nula bifnei edim. Okay, tells us over here, understands, black and white, that we're dealing over here with a need for edim. Maybe you just compare this to the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin, Ketzad Bishtar, Kasav Lo Al Nir O Cheres O Al Ha'ala Sadi Nesun Alecha, Sadi Mechur Alecha, Kevon Shehigia Hashtar Liyad O Kana, Af Al Pi She'ein Sham Edim Klal. I mean, the Rambam is L'shitato. Where do we need Edim Asira? In Gitin V'Kedushin. It's a din in creating issues. It's a din in breaking issues. It has nothing to do with shtar. Shtar, we pass like Rav Elazar. That shtar, the fact that you wrote something on a shtar, Torah v'kasav bishtar, with full gemiras das, that takes it above the world of amira ba'alma. It takes it out of being dvarim ba'alma. That's already mechayev, the individual. The kinyan stems from within the shtar itself. There's no need, according to Tosfa, according to the Rambam, for Edim to create the kinyan, irrelevant if we're dealing with Mammon or if we're dealing with Gitin v'Kedushin v'chule. However, we have an issue in Gitin v'Kedushin of Yokum Dovar, that we have Ein Dovar Shever v'Pachos Mishnayim. We need a formal birur in order for it to be a kinyan, to get off the ground. It's unique halacha within Gitin v'Kedushin. Mashenken, according to Tosfos, no. According to Tosfos, we have over here two stages. A, the fact that it was written down shows Gemiras Das, but Gemiras Das alone would not create a Kinyan. The Gemiras Das in front of Edim, that's what creates the Kinyan. When we have a Gemiras Das which is accompanied by Edim, there's no need for the Edim to be written in the Shtar. The Edim can be also on the Nesin of the Shtar, but we need that the Das of Mischayev be accompanied with Edus. Okay, so we fleshed out a little bit two Durachim of understanding Rav Elazar, a very, very basic Machlokas Rishonim over here, between the Rambam and between Tosfos, and this will then help us in terms of moving to the next stages. Okay, what I'd like to move to now, any questions in terms of the Gemara? Okay, so what we dealt with was the Shakla Vitaria of the Sugya. The question is, in terms of how to view the B'fanei Nechtam in relationship to Kiyum Shtaros, the Havamina of Rava, and Rabbah, and then the track of Yodati and Yodanu, which of these are valid tracks in terms of the shliach, Tosus is Hesber and the Hesber that the Rav offered, and then moving over into Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, the Gemara over here is still searching for an individual for a Tana that's going to require lishma on two levels, but Bentayim we have to move into the two classic shitas. According to Rav Meir, everything is totally on chasima. That's what the Torah means when it says v'kasa, means v'kasam. According to Rav Elazar, we have a din of ksiva, where this ksiva has to be accompanied by edim mesira in order for it to be valid, or just in order for it to be a get. That's a machlokes rishana. But the ikar of the lishma is on the level of the ksiva. What we have to do now is move into this world of gimel gitim sulim. That's a mishnah on daf pevav. And so, learn the Gemara from here, the Tanan Gimel Gitim Sulim, learn until Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, up to Ravashi Amar, and we'll take it in stages. I don't know if we'll, in other words, in, of course, see the Rishonim, and see Rashi and Tosfos Alatar. See specifically also Rashi on Daf Pevav Amud Aleph, on the Mishnah over there. The first large topic we'll deal with is the concept of Gova Minachasim Mishubadim, Rashi and Tosfos Alatar, and then to see in that context also the Rambam in Hilchos Malva Velova in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Beis. Okay, and Mizuyef Mitocho, I don't know if we're going to get to next time. That already probably will be the following year. Okay, so next time I think we can finish Gimel Amud Beis and begin the Gemara over here on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. But see the Gemara until Rav Ashi. Beseder.